crazy. Finger banging.
No.
Now, see,
no.
When I hear mature, it's either.
Or Scott.
It's exactly. Either super. I hear either super adult or it's 65 and older.
Right. Yeah. And I think because I was listening to Big Fatty, he like started laughing his ass off when he found out that PNS Explosion was immature. And I think that's what he thought it was, 65 or older.
Yeah.
Not like dirty, raunchy, mature.
Right. But 65 and
older. It's still great. It's still great.
But he's close to that age, so I can understand why he got it that way.
Big Fatty.
Yeah.
Yes, there you go.
Maybe, so we love you, Big Fatty.
Yeah, maybe that should be our campaign for next year. Big Fatty for mature.
Right. He thinks it's all a scam.
It probably is.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Dirty, raunchy, mature.
Right, but 65 and
it's
right.
Still great. It's still great.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1273 of the BFO for Thursday, the 13th of December, 2012. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Little show. Yo, we've got Crema Cars, and we got Scratch Offs, and y'all, we're going to Spot and Big Freddy. Yes, Big Freddy! Hello, farewellers. Big Freddy, what the hell? Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well, y'all. I'm getting a little anxious. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, y'all, but I just can't wait. I just can't wait because only after today, only one more day in the coal mine for the rest of 2012. Yes, Big Freddy, lovely. They can't wait for you to be gone. But anyway, y'all, you may wonder why, Big Freddy, why are we farewellers? Well, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, that's kids from the over there, the stinky orangutans. Y'all can find it over there under the Fat Favorites under Big Ricky. And y'all, I just don't know if they're gonna be back. I think we may have said farewell to the stinky orangutans, y'all. That may be the very last clip you ever hear from the stinky orangutans. So y'all enjoy it, you know, cause the end is big, fatty. Oh, by the way, y'all, with the end being near, evidently 12/12/12 was not the end of the world after all. So y'all, I guess it's gonna be on the 21st. The 21st, and you know, that is the first day of winter officially in the northern hemisphere, and officially the first day of summer in the southern hemisphere, even though, you know, they have that crazy thing down there where December the 1st is the first day of summer. Big Freddy, they're crazy in the future. So anyway, but y'all, a couple of things I want to tell you about. Y'all, do you listen to the Faye Driver, y'all? His latest show. I'm gonna tell you something, y'all. He got in his little sports car, and y'all, he's driving around, and y'all, he I swear, I think he was channeling Dr. Stone, cause y'all, he sounded like an angry old man. Oh, I don't like to go to Disney World. There are too many children. And then the food is fattening, and I don't like to wait in line, and they play music in my ears, and the crickets keep me awake, and y'all, he just wasn't happy. He just wasn't happy, y'all, until he got into some sort of, I've got a small penis race car. Big Freddy, that's vulgar, you're gonna hear about that. Just angry, just an angry old man, y'all. It wouldn't surprise me at all if there's a letter written, or if he goes into the test kitchen to try out a new recipe or something like that. Big Freddy, you're just being stupid. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I went by the P.O. Box. Y'all, there was only one card in there today. I couldn't believe it. I just couldn't believe it. But, y'all, I got an e-letter card. And I'm going to play it for you first. And, y'all, I'm going to forward it over to the Spot and Big Fatty. Y'all, by the way, remember, if you want to do something nice for Big Fatty for Crema, y'all send some pictures in over there to Spot and Big Fatty. Or y'all, you can also send pictures of bacon over there to the Baconator over at the BFO app. Y'all, I'd love to see those things. So, anyway, but y'all are the aunt out there in the San Francisco. Y'all, you know that's the home of the Rice-A-Roni, the San Francisco treat. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, he sent me a Volga, just a Volga Crema card. It's one of those electronic ones. And y'all, I just want to play the audio from that because y'all, you're just not going to believe how Volga it is. Yes, Big Fatty, play it.
You've been naughty and deserve a spanking and a puppet show.
Y'all, I just can't get over how vulgar that is. And y'all, it's Santa Claus, he's standing there with his big red sack. Big Freddy, don't talk about his big red sack. Y'all, it's just vulgar. Just vulgar. So, anyway, y'all, hopefully, the card that came, in the mail today is not going to be vulgar. Y'all, it is from, somewhere in Hanover, Maryland. And I think I know who this might be, but I'm not sure because that address doesn't sound familiar to me. But y'all, we're going to open it up. It's in a lovely red envelope. And, look at that! That is the cutest thing! Y'all, Big Freddy, I thought you didn't like kitty cats! Well, this one's kind of cute. Y'all, it is a kitty cat, and it's wearing a Santa Claus hat. Oh, y'all, I guess this is kind of vulgar also. Santa Claus hat and four little Santa Claus booties. And y'all, on the front of it says, meh. It just says, meh. And y'all, you open it up and it says, meh, Recrema. It says, this card spoke to me in your voice. Merry Crema, Stevie B and Warren, a.k.a. Diddy. Was Stevie B and Warren. That is just lovely despite the kitty cat. Yes, Big Freddy.
Born is the king.
It's time for Big Fatty's 12 Days of Crema Prize Giveaway. And now here's your host, Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, it's time to draw our calendar for today. Y'all, we're going to reach into the colostomy bag and we're going to pull out a number and we're going to see who it is. And it is number, let's just see here. It is number 6. Oh, that's an early card. Another early card. Let's just see here. Who is number 6? Oh, tick. Y'all, number 6 is the turnip head. Yeah, gosh, y'all, you know, at the beginning of the little show, you heard Big Ricky and James LeRoy talking about Big Fatty thinking the podcast awards are a scam. Y'all, I promise you, I reach into this colostomy bag. I have no idea what number I'm going to pull out. Y'all, I've numbered the envelopes. I've made it as fair as I possibly can. But, y'all, I know every damn one of you listening today's little show are going to say, oh, Big Freddy, it's fixed. It's a scam. But, y'all, we are celebrating the exiting of the birth canal today. For y'all, it's a Mexican that we're celebrating his exiting of the birth canal. Y'all, can you guess who it might be?
Yo, it's the turnip head's birthday. Big Fatty, it's a scam! Y'all, I swear it's not. I cannot believe it. And y'all, not only is it the turnip head's celebration of exiting the birth canal, y'all, I ran out of time yesterday, and quite frankly, I just damn forgot. Y'all, yesterday, 12-12-12, and since I am actually recording on 12-12-12, y'all, I'm still okay. But y'all, yesterday was Joe's birthday. Joe who? Joe Mama? No, not Joe Mama. Y'all, it is Joe. That is the husband of that Daniel. Biba. And y'all, sometimes he goes by Robert. But anyway, happy celebrations of exiting the birth canal on the 12th to Joe. And y'all, he don't listen, but maybe Daniel Beeball will pass the word along that Big Fatty man. Yes, Big Fatty, I'm sure he'll pass it along, except Daniel Beeball doesn't listen either. You proved that earlier this week. Well, that's true. And y'all, a special happy celebration of exiting the birth canal to the turnip head, Lucky 13 turnip head. Yes, Big Fatty, I wonder if Dave will get him some cake. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I've seen the Spot and Crazy just announcing all kinds of things over there on Spot and Big Fatty, but y'all, I just tried to open Spot and Big Fatty, and y'all, it says it cannot be found. Big Fatty, that makes me Spot and Crazy. Y'all, I don't know what's going on with it, but maybe when old Spot and Crazy checks it out, maybe Spot and Crazy can get it ready. So, y'all, if you ever want to go to Spot and Big Fatty, go on over there to the BFO, and right up there at the top of the Fat Favorites, it says Spot and Big Fatty. And just click on it, and maybe it'll work. Maybe it won't. I don't know. But anyway, and y'all, I think everybody who receives a calendar should send in some pictures over there to Spot and Big Fatty, and pictures to the BFO. Baconated Big Fatty, it's the very least they could do for such a scam. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, since I've got some time, I thought I'd give out my toasted pecan recipe. So y'all get you a pencil. And y'all, this is something that Big Fatty does every year around crema time. And y'all, people just, they clamor for it. They just clamor for them. And y'all, what you want to do, Big Fatty makes quite a few, but this is going to be... to make 4 pounds of toasted pecans, y'all, you can buy the bags, the 2-pound bags of the toasted pecans, like at the Sam's Club or the Costco or whatever, and they'll run you about anywhere from $12 to $15 for a 2-pound bag. You want 2 of those, you'll want 3 sticks of butter, and you're going to want some sea salt. And y'all, what you do is you take a stick of butter, and you melt it in a 250-degree oven until all the butter's melted. And then, y'all, you pour in 2/3 of one of the bags of pecans. And then you evenly coat them in butter and put them in the 250-degree oven for 15 minutes. Then you take them out and you turn them. And you put them back in for 15 minutes. Then you do this until you've turned them every 15 minutes for an hour. Then you take them out, y'all. You put them on an absorbent paper, like paper towels. and then you salt them and eat them. They're lovely. Y'all, I think I'm going to do some of these scratch-offs. Y'all, I've got the $5 Holiday Wishes cards. Y'all, and what I have to do is match the winning number to any of my numbers in a game, and you win the prize shown for that game. If you get a 2X symbol, you win two times the prize shown for that game. Each game plays separately, and y'all, there's 10 games, and y'all, Big Fatty's winning number. The winning number is number 46. Big Fatty, that's how old Turnip Head is. Y'all, I hope this is not a scam today. But anyway, we'll give it a try. Y'all, game number one only has one number, and I'm going to scratch it, and it's number 16. Not a winner. Game number two has two numbers, and y'all, game number two has a number 17 and a number 8. Not a winner. Game three has three numbers. Big Fatty, I'm seeing a pattern. And y'all, it's a number 37 and a number 4 and a number 23. No winner there. Game four, how many, Big Fatty? Will there be four numbers? That's correct. And there's a number 1, a number 78, a number 4, and a number 62. Not a winner. Game number 5. Here we go, y'all. Game number 5 is a number 5, a number 63, a number 4, a number 74, and a number 9. No winner there. Game 6. Big Fatty, this is taking a long time. Is a number 1, a number 42, a number 4, a number 52, a number 6, and a number 18. No winner there. Game 7. Y'all, I'm getting scratches cramp. Big Fatty, you're silly is what you're getting. Number 19, number 4, number 64, number 9, number 12, number 7, and number 49. No winner there. Game number 8 now, y'all. Here we go. Number 76, number 4. Y'all, they like to get you on those foes because they think you're going to be a 46. 65, 9, 66, 5, 33, and a 7. Not a winner, Big Fatty. Game number 9. Oh, dear gussie, we're getting near the end. Game number 9, 51, 6, 80. Number 1, number 59, number 7, 47, Big Fatty. Number 3 and number 14. Y'all, we're down to the last game. The last game, 10 numbers to go. Here we go, y'all. Here we go. Number 61, number 6, number 58, number 5. Number 72. Number 41, number 9, and number 44. No, Big Fatty, not a winner. Yeah, I got you. Well, y'all, that David B, formerly of the occasional fag little show, y'all, he sent me an e-letter. And y'all, he saw something up there in New York City, Big Fatty, New York City. And y'all, he saw something on a website called New York Shitty, and it made him think of Big Fatty. Y'all, it was somebody had scrawled along in the graffiti. They written Big Balls, Big Fatty. That's you, all right. So, David, thank you so much for sending that along. And, y'all, I've just got one last little thing I want to say here. Paul sent me something. And, y'all, this is as cute as it can be. Here's a new use for Windex. I never would have thought of this. It actually works, they say. If you ever get a sudden urge to run around naked, you should sniff some Windex. Because it'll keep you from streaking. What do you think about that, stinky orangutans?
Dirty, raunchy, mature.
Right, but 65.
It's still great. It's still great.
Oh, dirty, raunchy, mature. That's Big Fatty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Meh!
been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.